girls on the internet.
Yes.
I mean, like, I don't know. So much has happened from when I was a kid, right? I think my dad bought me my first computer in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, I had the Windows 3.1.
Yes.
With, like, the... with, like, all these DOS games and, like, Commander Keen,
mm-hmm.
Jill of the Jungle,
Oh man, just... those are good ones.
But then we had, like, you know, Netscape Navigator, which was like one of the first browsers to come up. I mean, obviously, like when you first got the computer, the first thing that I was introduced to actually was games before the internet, because
same here. Yeah, I couldn't really. We had the very, very slow dial up modem.
Yes,
so and we only had one phone line. Like we got our first, I'd say, like, decent computer when we were living in California, and I want to say it was, like, 1995, 96-ish, and, yeah, like, because we only had one phone line, and the internet would take that up, we didn't really go online, so it was, of course, all the games first, so we didn't really have a whole lot of DOS games, but I remember one in particular that we had was, it was a pinball game. It was like 3D pinball. And, oh man, I was awesome at 3D pinball. And then that and like Mavis Beacon teaches typing, which is so not a game, but it's gamification of typing, which I loved it. But yeah, so when I think of like my first games on the computer, and like Oregon Trail and all that stuff at school. So I had some early experiences with that, but
I think, like, after I played Lion King, I think my parents got some, I think they bought the Encyclopedia Britannica, mm-hmm. and with that they bought the dial-up connection so that I could look up more things online,
mm-hmm.
but then I ended up looking up a lot of Sailor Moon and this was a lot of I mean, back then as a kid, like, the internet was used as a source of information.
Right.
Which was really interesting because now, I mean, I think all the way back then, like, the internet was supposed to
back
be
back in dark, my day.
A dark, you know, the wrong side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because I think somewhere along the line, people have, you know, started to realize, well, hang on, there's lots of cool stuff that can happen here, like conversation that wouldn't otherwise transpire in real life. And
mm-hmm.
then as you know, as time progressed, you have, you know, the internet, which is so, it has so many crazy personalities, like, contained within, and mm-hmm. they're just, I mean, you talk about melting pots of, like, you know, the world, like, you have, like, New York, you have, you know, even Hong Kong, or like other places with, like, lots and lots of diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come across the internet and you're like, well, we're all netizens at some point, like, to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's probably the most clashing of cultures because we're all on there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for some reason, somewhere along the line, girls have still this, there's still a stigma attached to females that, mm-hmm. you know, we don't exist. I mean, you know, we're four.
Right? No girls on the internet.
Yeah, there's no girls on the internet, which makes absolutely no sense because I think you've got YouTube, you have social media, Twitter, Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, the stereotype of an Instagram, you know, where the girls are like taking pictures of everything.
Mm. Right. This is what I ate for dinner. This is what I ate for breakfast the next day. And this is what I had for brunch after. And yeah, I mean, there are these stereotypes, and obviously not every female that's on the internet does stuff like that.
True.
So it's strange that these stereotypes are still perpetuated, even though there's lots of examples of people that, you know, women and girls that just don't do that.
No, that's, like, I mean, let's see. What's the name of that, like, researcher? She works with artificial intelligence, and she basically robots that do useless things.
Uh-huh.
So she attached the robot to, like, her bedside and then set the alarm and then went to sleep. And then in the morning it, like, slapped her up. It's just, I mean,
I mean, I guess it's effective. I don't know if I like that, but
Well, no, I mean, she uses the internet as a way of publicity, but I mean, to really focus on her kind of research. But yeah, you're right. Like, stereotypes kind of extend so far into, I mean, modern life now. Okay, so all the way back then, you had like trait, not traits, like masculine, feminine traits. So, someone who was feminine was supposedly seen, I mean, as a female who was genuine, like generally quiet, approachable, agreeable, and what's that word?
Submissive.
Submissive. Yes. And I mean, now you have, more masculine traits on the other hand, which were, I guess, aggressive, outspoken, and yet, I mean, girls on the internet are still being told, if you do speak out, you get put down. There's a lot of harassment.
Oh, definitely.
It's for some reason, it's still not good to be a female on the
Oh,
internet.
definitely, especially in certain subcultures where
Yes.
it's really frowned upon.
Yes.
We'll just say maybe more like the otaku, like geek inclined communities where there's, women will run into a lot of like gatekeepers that'll ask these really obscure questions as a way of like kind of checking their nerd cred, from these
Yeah,
guys.
are you a real
Yeah, or are you just doing it for attention?
Yeah.
You're just preying off of the attention of men. That's what. What obviously that's not true. Unfortunately, there are some women that do that, but for the majority of the time, it's not like that at all. And seeing that a lot of people do want more women in these subcultures, but yet there's other people that will turn them away.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good to be female on the internet at all, because if you're smart and intellectual, then you're branded as, know-it-all. This person thinks that they can, talk whatever. They don't know
Yeah.
anything.
Who do they think they
And
are?
exactly, like, my authority. But I mean, if a girl
Threatened.
is, I mean, if a girl is not intelligible on a particular topic, we have something called mansplaining.
Oh,
So we have this
no.
wonderful thing. I mean, it's obviously not just restricted to the internet,
Of
but I
course.
mean, it's come to light because of the internet. So I mean, you have females who happen to ask questions, and then a male is just always there to tell her what it is in a condescending,
Yes.
patronizing, I know better than you kind of way, which
Oh,
is
poor thing. You don't know any better. Here, this is what this is.
exactly. And I think that kind of attitude just it kind of creates this animosity against among girls, because think about it, way back when the internet was were really, really young, and you had this nerd culture which was predominantly males.
Yes.
I mean, heaven forbid, because females were, not really encouraged to the internet. But that withstanding, we had this nerd culture where guys would be able to hang out together comfortably without any, reprimand or any scrutiny of each other. It was just, we're friends, we're all the same, we're all nerds. But I mean, when females started to get, decide, oh, okay, well, I'll venture out into this, and they met with other girls, there wasn't that kind of connection, that kind of support network. Instead, we kind of decided to be aggressive towards each other. Like, oh, I don't want to be associated with you. I'm not like other girls. I'm different. But
I'm cut from a different cloth. I'm not like you. You wouldn't understand.
exactly. And I mean, I suppose, I mean, when we talk about things like pride, we have things such as the precarious manhood theory that does pop up, which
Yes.
is basically, if a male feels threatened, or if his masculinity is threatened, then he will respond with aggression.
Yes.
And that was, and it still is considered a male phenomenon. But
Right.
it really, I mean, I would kind of, I mean, it's arguable, because females nowadays, I mean, I think it's more to do with pride, whether or not you are female or male, because the gender blur, has become so, what's this word, merged.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it rather than say it's restricted to males or restricted to females, it's mm-hmm. more or less become a matter of, it's a universal kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's become more universal because mm-hmm. I think after all these generations, females have been trying to break the barriers of being, you know, what is defined as being feminine, what is, you know, what is being female about.
I mean, mm-hmm.
we no longer have the same definition as we, you know, would have once had.
Right.
That label was completely, you know, reformed.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I think theories like the precarious manhood theory don't really explain, I mean, they could be extended to explain a female population.
Yes.
Where if our pride feels any sort of way impeded on,
right,
we respond with not just aggression, but we are insulting. We mm-hmm. hate each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not very likely that when a girl or when a female rises up to celebrity status on the internet,
right? Internet celebrity,
yeah. Internet celebrities have, you know, the females have a following of, you know, other girls who have, you know, oh, I like this person.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, they kind of look up to this female as a role model. But then you have this huge, I don't know, it's not even sexist, but it feels sexist. It's like,
yeah,
this little dark kind of underbelly
yes.
that's happening where girls despise this person who's, I mean, gotten into this glorified position where they want to be in.
Right.
So this jealousy is, I guess, an emotion that females tend to take more personally, and so
yeah, definitely. And I think it also, maybe there's perhaps some underlying personality variables that might also turn, you know, elicit that response. Like if somebody is a narcissist, you know, they really don't like having people step on their toes. They don't like feeling embarrassed. I mean, nobody likes feeling embarrassed, but narcissists take it more to heart than other people. It's harder for them to brush it off. And sometimes I think, especially with, you know, social media sites like Instagram, where it might add to, you know, or enhance someone's narcissism and their narcissistic tendencies, that being slighted on the internet will have a very similar response online as opposed to offline, in the sense of like they're going to react, you know, perhaps more harshly online because it is, you know, computer mediated. It's not face to face.
Yeah. I just, sometimes it baffles me just how this sort of stuff came to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could have been very different for us. We could have, I mean, banded together, accepted each other's differences. Mm-hmm. I mean, females have long since been credited with the level-headedness, you know, that kind of mm-hmm. personality where we are able to see multiple sides and we're able to mediate right. those.
Mm-hmm.
no longer.
Maybe not so much anymore.
I feel that it's completely different now. I feel like, I mean, you do see a lot of research that doesn't cover this, and
right.
I guess it's because it's so informal, and it's difficult to get a female to admit that what they're doing is on the wrong side of
right, perhaps not the most socially appropriate way to respond online or offline.
Exactly. And sad. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, girls on the internet are a different, as much as we don't want to be different,
mm-hmm.
We want to be seen as one of the guys, we are, like, it's just a mm-hmm. whole different breed. Like, there's just no animosity that exists within the male realm that can be comparable to the female realm.
Absolutely.
It's maybe it goes because, I mean, maybe it goes because in the sense that males, when they have a problem, they talk it, like, they don't talk it out, but they show it physically.
Mm-hmm.
And so once that, what's that word? Once that qualm has been settled through aggression, they're fine.
Right.
You know, they just dust it off and they're fine with it. But for females, it just tends to, because it's so emotional and internal,
mm-hmm.
it becomes stretched over a longer period of time. So
yeah, it festers.
I mean, not only does it fester, but it creates like a chain reaction of, you know, I will never, not only do I hate this person, but I will never see it from this angle ever again. Like, mm-hmm. it from now on, it has changed my perspective.
Right. Yeah. There's no, like, letting go and being done with it. It's always like, oh, yeah, you think it's over, but I remember, you know? And it never truly goes away. Serious Business.